Stock list is trading on Jose Morales, J-O-S-E, Jose Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S, M as in Mary, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. Date of birth, 12-12-65. Date of visit is 6-6-2-26. Next paragraph. This is a patient of Dr. Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S, Potts, Richard Potts. Next, dear Richard, thank you for sending Jose Morales for my pulmonary evaluation. Next, here's for the illness. This is a 60-year-old male who has had a history of hypertension as well as mild diabetes. Was recently admitted to the hospital with severe dizziness and suspected to have a mild stroke, period. The patient had a CT of the brain as well as a CTA of the chest done on 3/31/26. The CTA chest showed no pulmonary emboli. The patchy nodular densities in the left upper lobe, measuring 1.7 centimeters, which may suggest inflammatory etiology. Short-term follow-up is advised. Period. The patient has an occasional cough, denies hemoptysis, denies fever, chills, and night sweats, and he has had no reflux, nausea, or vomiting. Next, for a past history, the patient's past history includes history of hypertension, history of diabetes, mellitus, past history of atrial flutter fibrillation. History for hyperlipidemia. Now, can you please mention diabetes? History of type 1 diabetes. Surgery includes tonsillectomy and bilateral transmetatarsal amputations in 73 and appendectomy. Next, paragraph. Habits patient. Does not smoke. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of a stroke and diabetes. Mother died following a head injury. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness, but has dizziness, and he has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has no shortness of breath or cough, no abdominal pains, but has heartburn and diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations. He has anxiety and depression. He has joint pains and muscle pains. And headaches, no seizures, memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, med list include amlodipine 10 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Lantus insulin 50 units at HS, and Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Metformin 500 milligrams BID. And the metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, aldactone 25 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This, can you mention allergies? None listed. Next, physical exam. This is a moderately overweight, middle-aged male who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/85, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, pulse is 100, weight is 250, saturation 98. Itchy and yet not static, people to react to. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thalamogaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds of the vases. Heart seems regular, similar to no murmur. Abdomen itself benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1+. No gross motor upset, skin, no lesions are noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Left lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is atrial flutter with ASHD. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus type 1. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest with no contrast. Complete pulmonary function study. And CBC, complete metabolic profile. You will need a follow-up chest x-ray to evaluate the lung nodules, which will be scheduled in 3 months. You'll be given an albuterol inhaler, 2+ QIDPRN. Continue with these other mentioned medications, and a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Richard Potts, P-O-T-T-S. MD, Richard Potts, MD. Thank you. Start this with a